Buck Martinez is a Blue Jays play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. And, Buck, I'm doing the mea culpa here. I'm doing the mea culpa. He has to be a starter, doesn't he? He just does.
Yeah, he does. Until he fails over a long course of starts, a full year, a year and a half, you got to let him see if he can start. And last night when he started that game, he had such a relaxed delivery, and the ball was exploding out of his hand. And you saw the way Pujols went after him, and you saw the way Ibar went after him, and Mike Trout. And, you know, these are some of the best hitters in the game. And it was easy. And he was very patient with his curveball. He didn't try to make it break. He threw it and let it break. And it was terrific. And he's only going to get better. What I see in Sanchez, I saw in Dave Steep. I see the same type of movement, the same type of electricity in his arm. And now he's learning how to control his body. And when he does that, he's going to figure out how to take 80% off that fastball like Steve did and use that great breaking ball at will. And there's a lot of upside to Aaron Sanchez.
You know, Buck, I can't remember the start where I sort of came to, where I had my come to Jesus moment or come to Aaron moment, if you want. But I talked to John Gibbons about this the other day, and I made the point that at some point I started just assuming or kind of feeling like Aaron felt as if he could get out of any jam. You know what I mean? Like, you watch him on the mound, and two men on, I got this. Now, sometimes he didn't have it. Sometimes it was a wild pitch. But unlike Daniel Norris, and I'm not criticizing Daniel Norris here, but unlike Daniel Norris, I saw somebody who thought that they were a pitch away from getting out of a jam.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's what you can't see. The radar gun doesn't show that. The stat sheet doesn't show that. You have to look at a guy's face. And a lot of the old scouts say he's got a good face, which means he is in control. And Aaron Sanchez had a good face last year in Montreal when he wrapped up the spring training by striking out three Mets to close out the game. And he's got a good face. He understands that he's in control. He can determine it. Yeah, he gets frustrated when he walks guys. It bothers him. But now what he's seeing now is he can throw strikes to Albert Pujols and Mike Trout and get them out.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to throw a perfect pitch. He can throw it down the middle and let it move and get them out. Once you see that yourself, and nobody can teach you that. You have to see it yourself. Once you see that, then the next start, he's going, well, I did that to Trout and Pujols. You try to hit this, and he's going to throw it over the heart of the plate, and he's only going to get better.
Buck, the question with him has always been third and fourth time through the lineup. And Pujols, who, again, is a real good hitter, he started to make some contact the second time through. He hit into a double play the third time through, mind you. Trout started to make a little bit more contact the third time through. But what's the difference in Aaron Sanchez, the starter now, compared to maybe Aaron Sanchez in that first start when it comes to navigating your way through a lineup the third time through? Is there a pitch that he has more confidence in? I know yesterday I thought he mixed more pitches in later in the game. Kevin Barker was talking about this. I thought he mixed more pitches in later in the game than he was earlier in the game.
Now, I don't think he makes pitches to locations of the plate. I think he's trying to stay down with it. I think he's trying to let it move. And I don't think there's any reason for him to say, I need to make this inside. Mm-hmm. I think if he focuses on quadrants, down, up, in, out, that's fine enough. You must put the plate into fours, and that's all you need to do with his stuff right now. What he's going to learn is as he progresses in the third and fourth at bat, he's going to learn to throw that fastball at 80% and then back to 95% and then back to 75%. He will be able to throw about five different pitches with that fastball, and that will be enough for him to succeed. When he goes first inning, maybe he throws 85% fastball, fifth inning, 90%, seventh inning, 85 again, back and forth, plus compliment of his change of his breaking ball, and I think he's going to have a guy that can pitch 8-9 innings every time out.
Buck, did you have a problem with John sending him out last night for the eighth? Because, you know, when he came out, I mean, I was sitting next to Shai, and Shai said, you kind of surprised? And my initial reaction was, no, I would have done the same thing. And then, of course, when the result, you know, the game unravels a little bit, you kind of look back and scratch your head and go, maybe I had it wrong there. But I went back and thought about it this morning. I think I would have done the same thing, Buck.
Yeah. No, you know what? He's been handling these guys. And you know, Trout, Ibar gets a single. He broke his bat. And you know, there's a couple of boops in the whole situation. And it's just a matter of you're trying to build a pitcher here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the game, late in the game, where he's got, you know, he's got a tie game. You're trying to build a pitcher and say, you're my guy. Let's go get him. This is your game. And there aren't enough starters that have that mentality, so you're trying to create that in Aaron Sanchez. You want to do that with Hutch. You want to do that with Norris when he gets here. Build a starter who says, this is my game. I own this game. Let me go back out and take care of it. And if he loses, he loses. But he's going to win more than he loses down the road because you did that early on.
You know, Buck, I've got to think, Josh Donaldson, one of the cruel things about baseball is you have the type of game that Josh Donaldson has, and then you find yourself standing in front of the media and answering for a play that just didn't work out. Guys who've played the game, I think, would have looked at what Josh did on that kind of that squibber, that ball off the end of the bat trying to tag out Calhoun, I think it was. No, who was going to third base? Was Ibar going to third base?
Mm-hmm.
And I think guys who played the game are probably nodding and going, yeah, I can see why he did that. Am I right in that? Because my first reaction is, come on, you got to go to first base. But then you look at the play, he sees the runner breaking. It's third base, game is closed. You think you got a shot. It took a hell of a slide, by the way, by Ibar to get around him. Did you have a problem with that play?
No, not at all. And Pat and I both said the same thing. You know, first of all, the ball's hit off the end of the bat. It's got all kinds of spin on it. He doesn't know where it's going, first of all. And he's thinking, if I can get this guy at third, not only do I get him, but I keep double play going and everything else. So, yeah, it didn't work out. And you know what? Everybody can say in retrospect, oh, he should have gone to first. Well, of course you can say that in retrospect. He's got to make a decision on the fly. Calhoun, who had hit a home run earlier in the game, cues one off the end of the bat, and it's coming down at you, and you don't know which way it's going to kick on this turf. So he's thinking, okay, if I can get this ball and dive back in the baseline, I'd probably get Ibar. But it took a heck of a slide. I have no problem with it. He's got to make the decision on the fly. But it's easy to sit up in the seats, sit in the press box, sit wherever and say, oh, he should have gone to first. Well, of course. Well, you know what? When you're down there on the dirt, you got to make those decisions on the fly. I'll take my chances with Josh Donaldson making the right decision 9 times out of 10.
What do you think it is about this ballpark that is tailor-made for Josh Donaldson offensively? It's a great hitter's park. We know that. But I remember when that deal was made, speaking to a guy with the Jays organization who told me, Jeff, this guy could set records in this ballpark. And I thought, okay, that's fine. But, you know, he might be able to set records in this ballpark. Is it the dimensions? What is it about this ballpark that just seems to be it's a perfect park for him?
Yes, it is the perfect park for him because the ball carries to all parts of the field. And he was playing at ODOTCO Coliseum in Oakland where you have to pull it as a right-handed hitter to hit it out, especially at nighttime. It's cold, it's damp, the ball doesn't carry. Plus, there's all sorts of foul territory where those pop-ups are in play. And a lot of those pop-ups that land in the seats in other ballparks are caught. So your at-bat is over in Oakland. I knew the moment they signed him that Donaldson was going to be able to hit balls out at right field. Last year, he had 2 balls out in right field in Oakland. This year, I believe he's hit 3 already,
yeah,
if not right center. Mm-hmm. So he knows that he doesn't have to pull everything. And when you don't have to pull everything, you don't have to be as fine with your stroke. You can let the ball travel. You can identify a pass ball or breaking ball. You just become a better hitter. I think the other guy that's going to really benefit if we can ever get him in the lineup is Justin Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke had a 20 home run season in Seattle. He's had 15, 19, and 20 in Seattle. But because of the situation now, he hasn't seen the field in quite a while. He was off to a pretty good start swinging the bat. But, you know, I'd like to see him get regular bats in this ballpark, too, because I think he'd have the same impact.
You know, we always talk about when you're playing a series, a 3 or 4 game series, you always wonder if the pitcher, the next night's pitcher, is watching what a guy is doing. And I know guys don't chart anymore, but is watching what a guy is doing and trying to maybe come up with something that might work for him. What did Drew Hutchison see anything last night that he from Aaron Sanchez, Buck, that he should apply today against or tonight against the Angels?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, Drew doesn't have the same kind of movement that Aaron has, and then, you know, that's the big difference. But at the same time, you could see when you make quality pitches down in the zone as Aaron did, he had success. The balls that he elevated, and that's been a problem for Drew, is he's pushing a lot of the balls and he needs to get out in front with his hand and get the ball down in the zone. Drew's got good stuff. I think he's going to be fine. We're going to see a stretch like we saw in the second half with him. But it's all about making quality pitches early in the at-bat to create a swing mentality. This Angel team is very aggressive. They like to swing the bat. So you need to take advantage of that. Make a quality pitch early on. Make them swing. And then when you make your borderline pitches, they will be in chase mode. So I think Hutch, of course, he watched what is going on last night. And you know, he's sitting next to Burley, and they're talking about what he did, and they're talking about how can I do that. And all of these conversations lead into his preparation for this start tonight. But I think, you know, he's going to want to go out there and replicate what Sanchez did, because they're competitive, and that's how you get teams on a winning streak.